Hi, I'm Nate Rifkin from Laissez-Faire's Living Well, and today I'm joined by our associate editor for Living Well Daily, Natalie Moore, and today we're talking to Ty Bollinger, who has been researching cancer for almost 2 decades. Now, this quest is very personal to him because he's lost 7 close family members to cancer, and now Ty has made it his life mission to share the most remarkable discovery he's made on his quest. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. Ty is a best-selling author, talk radio host, former competitive bodybuilder, and he's also a husband and father of 4 children. Today we're going to talk with him about his new documentary series, The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. So thanks for joining us today, Ty.
Hey, thanks, Nate. Thanks, Natalie. Good to be here.
Thanks. Good to have you here. So to start things off, I thought Natalie would ask you a couple questions about what you've discovered.
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning, Natalie.
I guess first thing is, what exactly have you uncovered about cancer that the medical establishment wants you to keep secret?
Well, I think the thing that we've uncovered over these last almost, I guess, 20 years since my father initially was diagnosed with cancer and died 25 days later, was that there are many, many treatments out there that work better than the chemo and the radiation and the surgery, which are the only protocol that's allowed if you're going to go with what's called standard of care. There's a lot of treatments that work a lot better than that, but they're not well known. They're not available to be paid for by insurance. And not only that, they're poo-pooed as quackery and voodoo science. And if a doctor has the audacity to actually try to use some of these methods, these what we would call integrative approach to cancer, maybe use, you know, a supplement with nutrition and diet and detoxification, they're mocked, they're ridiculed, sometimes they're even run out of the country. And so that's really the biggest thing that I've learned since my father died, is that there's an active conspiracy, yeah, I did say the C word, to suppress natural cancer treatments in the United States and across the world globally. And if people think that that's just conspiracy theory, that's not conspiracy theory. That was a United States Senate investigatory committee in 1953 determined that. It's called the Fitzgerald Report. The viewers can go look that up. And in the Fitzgerald Report, which was a Senate hearing in the United States, they did conclude there was a conspiracy to suppress natural cancer treatments in the United States. And the collusion was on the part of the FDA and the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical companies.
That is very interesting. How much of a part do you think the insurance industry is in all of this?
Excuse me. Well, I think that the biggest part that they play is just in the choice or the selection of the treatments that they will cover. And there's no doubt that there's a lot of revolving door between not only insurance companies, but when we talk about FDA, we talk about pharmaceutical companies, even big agri companies. There's a revolving door with all these players. And so the choice of treatments that the insurance companies will cover a lot of times determines the treatment that people choose. That sounds like that's not rocket science. That's kind of like a moment of duh. But in reality, when you're talking about toxic cancer treatments like chemotherapy and radiation that are actually known to be carcinogenic, in other words, they cause cancer. The literature is full of studies that show that chemo and radiation actually cause secondary cancers. But if that's the only thing that's covered, it's amazing to me the number of people that will just go ahead and do it, even though a secondary cancer may and oftentimes does result from the treatment. They'll do it because that's the only thing that's covered. And I get contacted on a daily basis by multiple people that say, I wish that those treatments that you talk about in your documentary were covered because I would do them. But the only thing I can afford because of insurance is chemo and radiation, so that's what I've got to do. So people are really forced into this treatment, especially the lower income, because they don't have any kind of expendable cash they can go and pay for something, pay for a doctor's visit on their own. They've got to rely on insurance. That's the part that they play. People are being forced into these treatments that actually do more harm than good because of the fact that's all they can afford. Oftentimes, it's probably a better suggestion to just do nothing.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So just real quick, for our readers who are very concerned about cancer, are there maybe like two or three things that you do as preventative measures in your life? Like what would you suggest as two or three preventative measures?
You know, there's real simple things that we can start out with that I would recommend to anyone. Number one, of course, is your diet, because you are what you eat. And as little of information as you're going to get from your typical doctor, you really need to go out and learn about how to eat a clean diet on your own, because doctors are not educated on nutrition when they go through medical school. And that's one of the main flaws with our medical system, is that doctors are supposed to be healers and teachers, but they don't know anything about nutrition. But that's arguably the most important part of anyone's health and prevention of cancer. So you stay away from the processed foods, the GMO foods, the pesticides, the fungicides, all these things that are being sprayed on our food, our food's being altered today, and try to think about what your grandparents would have eaten and eat that way. Eat natural food, eat real food, try to eat clean food that's free of pesticides, and stay away from GMOs. That's number one. Number two, we need to move each day, we need to exercise each day, and we need to get the lymphatic system flowing. So from a cancer preventative standpoint, there's not a better exercise than getting a little mini trampoline or a rebounder. You can go at any of the big box stores and get one for $150 and do a 20-minute session each day of just jumping, because that moves the lymphatic system. And you need to heat your body up, too, and that will help you to start sweating and move the lymph. And the lymphatic system is our detoxification system in our body, and one of our detoxification systems. And one of the reasons that so many people are so toxic is that we're being bombarded from all of these toxins on our food, in our water, in our air, and they're not moving, and so the lymphatic system is not detoxifying their body. So you have to move, and the best way to do that is just jumping up and down. Anyone can do it, even someone that's elderly. They make the rebounders that have a little holding apparatus so that you can hold yourself up if you don't have very good balance. You can still do that. So, you know, eating, moving, and then sweating. I already included that briefly when I talked about the lymphatic system, but you have to sweat. Our skin is our biggest detoxification organ in our body. But most of us today, if you think back 100 years ago, grandma and grandpa were out working. They were sweating. They were detoxifying. Every time you sweat, you're carrying out toxins out of your body. Today, what's your typical person do for a living? They sit in a chair. They click on a mouse. And the only time they sweat, maybe when they walk from their office to their car to go home, and they get in the air conditioner as soon as possible to stop that sweating when they get hot. So we're not detoxifying through our skin either. And so all of this buildup of toxicity, these toxins that are compromising our immune system, these are all leading to cancer. So those are that's three really practical ways. There's a lot more in-depth ways we could get into, but that's three things that most people can try to do each day.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for the tips. Our readers will really appreciate them.
You bet.
You know, you talked about how you have much more in-depth, you know, prevention tips for cancer and even treatments. And in fact, very recently you've launched a documentary series about this. And I'd like to talk about that. Actually, I have two specific questions about that. First, could you let our readers know something about this documentary series, what you've put together?
Sure. It's called The Truth About Cancer. Our company is The Truth About Cancer. It's called A Global Quest. So what happened about a year and a half, 2 years ago, is I was approached, and I've written several books on cancer over the last decade, and I was approached by a fellow that said, let's try to take this information to the masses through producing a documentary, and let's make it, you know, up-to-date and fun and fast and entertaining and make it something that anybody would want to watch so we can get this message out to more people than would just read a book on cancer. So I thought that's a great idea. So that's what we did last year, and we produced a couple of documentaries called The Quest for the Cures and The Quest for the Cures Continues, and we got a big following of people. And so we said, this year, let's try to take this thing global, and let's interview not only doctors. Last year was just doctors and scientists in the United States. This year we interviewed more doctors here in the States, but we also went across the pond, and we went to Australia, we went to England, we went to Latvia, Germany, Netherlands, and that's just a few countries. We went to many more countries than that, but we went all over the globe. And we began to try to interview people that were curing cancer in different countries to see what was different about there than here and what was similar. And we put all that together in what's called The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, which is airing actually right now as we do this interview. It's the last 2 days of the 9-day documentary miniseries is airing. The website's thetruthaboutcancer.com. People want to go there. And what you will get is basically a synopsis of treatment protocols, detoxification protocols, nutritional protocols that are being used not only in the United States but across the world to treat and beat cancer without going with the conventional treatments. And you're also going to get tips on if you are going through chemo radiation, because it's not your fault if you don't know this stuff. We try to be clear that people are ignorant about these treatments because their doctor doesn't know. So it's not your fault. But if you're currently undergoing, you're going to get a lot of really good tips on what you can do to strengthen your immune system while you're undergoing chemo, which destroys your immune system, and radiation, which also destroys the immune system. So you can make those treatments more targeted and less toxic to your body. So it's a series that's not only for somebody that wants to go completely natural, it's also a series for somebody that's undergoing the conventional treatments to help them be more targeted and less toxic. And it also focuses quite a bit of time on prevention of cancer, what you can do so that you're not one of the 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women, according to the World Health Organization, that will be diagnosed in their lifetime. So it's a series that is, it's really something that's a must-have, I think, for anybody that wants to prevent or treat cancer.
Great. So that's at thetruthaboutcancer.com.
Yes.
And the second question I wanted to ask you was, recently when you really started to take this global, not only in your research and your interviews, but also in your audience, and you really started to make some waves with your documentary series, let me put it this way, some suspicious events occurred. Could you tell us about what happened?
Sure, and this is wild to me because, you know, over the last decade or so, I've seen, read about, heard about, and learned about different groups that will try to suppress information, try to scare people from, you know, pursuing a certain cause, for lack of better terms, the New World Order, the globalists, whatever you want to call it, the international bankers. They're different terms, but it's people that want to make sure the status quo stays the same. And nothing changes because there's a lot of money being made right now on cancer treatments. It's a huge industry, and so we are trying to uncover the belly of this beast. And in our first episode of this 9-day documentary miniseries, we covered the history of chemotherapy and how it goes back to the concentration camps of World War II. And we covered the fact that the big pharmaceutical companies actually built the Auschwitz and Dachau and Birkenau, that were German concentration camps. They built those camps to provide slave labor for their pharmaceutical manufacturing plants. And we went kind of down the rabbit hole, so to speak. And after that episode, we got a lot of weird stuff happening. Like, we got locked out of our own Facebook account. We have 250,000 people that follow us on Facebook. We couldn't log in. And we started getting screenshots from people all over the world that were emailing us and texting us and showing us that they were getting locked out of their Facebook, too. And not only were they getting locked out, eventually, when they got back in, because these are like typically 12, 24-hour periods where you can't get into your Facebook, when they got back in, the first message they would get would be a message from Facebook saying, "It appears that your account has been hacked. Do you really like the truth about cancer? And if not, here's a button to unlike that page." And so we're getting that from dozens and dozens of people across the world. We're getting texts from doctors that I interviewed in the Global Quest that are saying they've been locked out of their Facebook. They can't get in because they're promoting our launch. And we're getting emails from people that had posted our videos on their website where their website's been hacked and no one can access the videos. So it's all this stuff at once. You know, there's one of two things. It's either a big accident, it's all coincidence, it happens all at once and it's just nothing to it, or the powers that be don't want this message to get out. And so, you know, you make your own mind up about what's going on there. I think it's far too many things to be a big coincidence. It looks to me like that there's an active pursuit to suppress this information at this point right now.
Well, you know, whatever it is, as soon as I heard that it was happening, I decided I wanted to do exactly what Facebook may be unwittingly or knowingly trying to suppress.
Yeah.
So again, that's thetruthaboutcancer.com. And beneath this interview, when we get this up online, I'm going to make sure there's a link to your work so people can access it. So Ty, thank you very much for joining us today. And I hope people check out that website, and there's going to be a link so you can simply click on it and check it out, because there is a wealth of information here. And we're going to make sure it gets to the people, you know, as many people as possible. So again, thank you very much, Ty, for joining us.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too.